This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Rivers provide conduits for travel in Alaska's vast roadless areas, but increasingly warmer weather is causing unsafe ice conditions. Freeze-up isn't as easy to track as breakup, but Rick, what can you tell us about the change in river ice formation?
We know for sure that in all of Alaska, that freeze-up is coming later. An additional factor is that the period of time when the rivers are good for neither boat traffic or snow machine or sled traffic or skiing is increasing. And in places like Southwest Alaska, where river travel is a primary means of getting around, that is very significant.
I remember living in the bush decades ago, where people would provision up for that transition season in the fall, and usually it would just be like a couple weeks. But if you're looking at maybe a month or more, that's all the more serious.
And of course, with this prolonged, irregular freeze-up time, increasingly we're seeing ice is thinner, and so we're seeing more reports of people falling through ice in places that were historically safe.
Yeah, I mean, if you're basing your decisions on what you did a decade ago or when you were growing up, it's a different game.
No sign that we're going back to anything like we had before. Change, of course, will be year-to-year variability, but the escalator of change is gone up.
So no assumptions. Bear on the safe side when it comes to ice travel. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.